Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have to admit, today was one of those days where I felt like I was just sitting there by my phone throughout every activity I was doing. Waking up at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in my pre-show meeting over at SNY, when I'm on set with Justine, Dan Grosso, our good buddy Steve Gelbs, had some fun doing the show. And throughout the night, I'm constantly refreshing Twitter, waiting for the other shoe to drop involving the status of Carlos Beltran one way or another. And the last time we had a conversation, I still was of the mindset that Carlos Beltran was pretty safe and that the Mets were not going to be in a position where they were looking to make a managerial change, that they were basically going to cut off Carlos Beltran before he even begins his managerial tenure. But then you get the Buster Olney tweet. Then you get a bunch of the momentum that was building throughout the day where there was a good sense from a lot of people tied in to what's going on with the Mets that Carlos Beltran could be in some serious trouble and there is a legitimate chance that he could lose this job, what, 2 months after getting hired? A month outside of pitchers and catchers down in Port St. Lucie. And I've thought about this more and more. And my opinion has not wavered. My opinion has not changed. The Mets would be making a mistake. Period. End of discussion. They are making a mistake if they are going to be influenced to the point that Carlos Beltran's involvement in what went on in Houston as a player is going to, dare I say now, change your status, your opinion, and whatnot about him running the team. To me, if you're the New York Mets, you should have some conviction here. Look, if Beltran was facing punishment, if Beltran was going to be suspended for a year like Alex Cora or AJ Hinch, you know what? I think we're having a much different conversation. But he's not. What is the finding of Rob Manfred and the report that came out Monday regarding everything that's going on with the Houston Astros? Even though Carlos Beltran's name was mentioned, why was it mentioned? He is a player that is no longer playing. He is no longer going to have that sense of protection from one of the most powerful unions in America, the Major League Baseball Players Association. He no longer has to deal with that. That ship has sailed for him, so he's going to be mentioned. But there is no sense of penalty. No sense of penalty that is coming. No penalty that was mentioned in the report. No word of Carlos Beltran dealing with anything going back to what happened on Monday. So, I'm the New York Mets. Regardless of the optic, and I get it, the optic right now is not a good one for Carlos Beltran. I can't fight you on that. I'm sure Carlos Beltran would prefer not to have his name tied into this report. I'm sure he would prefer not to be hearing about this, hearing about that right before he's about to take a job. But I do want to stress to everybody listening that there should be a distinct difference between Beltran as a player compared to AJ Hinch and compared to Alex Cora. Alex Cora was in a position of authority with the Houston Astros in 17, with the Boston Red Sox in 2018. AJ Hinch, whether he condone what was going on or not, besides the point, he was in charge of a team that had all this stuff going on. Carlos Beltran was one of 25 guys on that roster. Regardless of his involvement with Alex Cora, regardless of his involvement in the cheating, you think he was alone? Nonsense. You think he was the only guy in that Astros clubhouse who had a hand in the cookie jar of trying to set up the chain of command from the center field camera to the video room to the banging of the trash can and trying to decipher what sign and what pitch was coming their way? You'd be naive, you'd be foolish to say that Beltran was the only player involved. But he was a player. And if he's not going to be facing the punishment, if he's not going to be facing a penalty, why should the New York Mets, now after hiring Carlos Beltran to be their guy, waver on that 2 months after the fact? Have some conviction. That's what I would stress to the Mets. You believe in Carlos Beltran. You looked at him and said, he's got a chance to be a star manager in this league. He's not going to be suspended on opening day. He's not going to be suspended for 4 months. He should be, by all accounts, all systems go at the start of the 2020 season. If that's the case, then he should manage the team. If there's no penalty coming from Major League Baseball, why? Because of the optic? Because of what went on when he was playing with the Houston Astros? He's now in a position of authority. To me, apples and oranges type comparison involving the brain trust in Houston to a former player in Houston. Is there some damage control that's going to have to be worked out? For sure. This is not something that you want to put off. I would argue it's something that you would want to handle right out of the gate. Get Carlos Beltran in front of a microphone. Let him talk to members of the media. Let him get his message out there. That way he can put all of this behind him. If I were the Mets, how would I handle it? I'd get a real good PR firm. Maybe you have one you trust within the organization. Maybe you want to consult some outside people. Do what you need to do. But make sure the message is straight on, clear for Beltran when he's talking to members of the media. He made the mistake, if you remember, when he talked with Joel Sherman, basically telling you, yeah, he didn't know what was going on with the Astros. He lied to Joel Sherman. I think the question a lot of people are trying to figure out, and to be honest, I don't think any of us have an answer. Did Carlos Beltran lie to the New York Mets when he got the job? Is this something that came up in conversation? Is it something the New York Mets pressed him on? Is it something that caught them off guard? What was his answer after the fact? None of us seem to know that dynamic. I'm very curious to see how the Mets are going to handle this. 24 hours ago, I would have been very, very surprised, almost shocked, if the Mets went to the extent that the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros did in firing their managers. But with the way Wednesday unfolded, and you combine that with the fact that it's been silent, coming out of the Met organization, I think the possibility now is definitely there that the Mets could decide on Thursday, that I could be waking up on Thursday to the news that a manager that you hired in November is gone in mid-January. You want a bad optic. That, to me, is a worse optic than having Beltran stick around and manage the team. And I'm going to tell you why. It's a worse optic because think about the hiring process. Remember the Mets trying to find a manager? There was a guy who I think we all looked at as the perfect ideal choice. Joe Girardi, formerly of the New York Yankees. Joe Girardi, the same man who basically openly admitted that he was interested in the Met job, that the Met job intrigued him. I absolutely think he would have taken it. He doesn't take it. Instead, he finds his way to Philadelphia. As we said at the time, I thought that was a blow for the Mets. And I thought I had a chance to be like a lose-lose type deal. Girardi doesn't manage your team. And a kicker, he goes to Philadelphia to manage the Phillies. You go and pivot to Carlos Beltran. You'll say he's the first choice. I believe the Mets when they say that. I don't think Brody and company wanted to have a manager as strong-willed, as forceful as a guy like Girardi. And it was a mistake. But why does this tie into the bad optic? Well, it's very simple. You failed to get a guy that would have checked a lot of the boxes you presented at Beltran's opening presser, talking about integrity, talking about honor, talking about doing it the right way. Girardi would have been a guy every step along the way, fit that description. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to do an about face and fire a guy who's not going to be facing a penalty from Major League Baseball? The Mets should have some conviction about their hire. That's what I want to see from them. Have some conviction. You hired him. You believe in the guy. You gave him a chance as a first-time manager. Stick to your guns. Let him deal with the firestorm. Help him deal with the firestorm and get him ready to go for the start of the 2020 season. I, for one, if I were in a position of power in that Met organization, if I owned the team, if I was the general manager, whatever the case may be, I first off would have hired Joe Girardi. So I want to throw that out there. But as far as this situation goes, I'd be preaching damage control. And I'd be saying, look, we believe in this guy. We want to win with this guy. We're going to get him through this rough patch that he's dealing with. And he's going to be our manager in 2020. There's no penalty coming from Major League Baseball. There's nothing coming down the line. He's a player involved in a scandal, and he's facing no penalty. We're going to be the ones to force the ultimate penalty in firing a guy before he even takes the job. Good luck with that optic. Mets can easily navigate this. To me, this is not like that complicated a decision at this point. No penalty from baseball means Carlos Beltran, despite being linked in this report, should absolutely positively keep his job.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.